Jay Gurudev, welcome to Mahashi's Global Family Chat on the 30th of July, 2011. Today it's a very great joy to welcome Vaidya Pratamesh Vyasji, who has been with us here at Meru for 4 years, who did his postgraduate training in Rajasthan at the Jodhpur University, and who is going to speak to us this evening about Agni, the significance of Agni in the physiology. So a warm welcome to you, Pratamesh Vyasji. It's been a great joy to work with you and to be able to consult with you and to get the reports from all the countries where you visit. People are so much enjoying your depth of penetration, of insight, and your helpfulness in all their health concerns. So please go ahead and enlighten us on the subject of Agni.
Namami dhanvantarim adidevam surasurai vandita padpadmam loke jararuk bhayamrityunashan datarameshaṁ vividhaushadhinam datarameshaṁ vividhaushadhinam. Jai Gurudev, Jai Maharshiji. Today, with the blessings of Gurudev and with the blessings of Maharshiji, it's a joy to be here once again. Also, it's a great joy that our senior Vaidya, our respected Dr. Sunil Ji Patil, also here to bless us. Also, our colleague Radhika Ji is also here. Today, we are going to discuss about the significance of Agni in the physiology. The whole science of Ayurveda is based on the principle of balance. Tantrasyasya kriya chokta prayojanam dhatu samyam. It means that the whole science of Ayurveda is based on the balancing of the different element, including the Agni. The Agni in the body is the fire element of the body. It is the Agni living in the Pitta of the body, which is a visible, but Agni itself is an invisible. But only the function of Agni can be visible. The strength of the body, the glow of the body, enthusiasm of the body, health, growth, ojas, tejas, this all depends on the Agni. If Agni is weakening, then the body is getting decay. If the Agni is in a balanced condition, the body will be a long life body with long life. And if there is some pathology happening into the Agni, it leads to the various kinds of disorder. So at the base of all these physiological expression, including ojas, tejas, etc., enthusiasm, glow, disorders, health, the base is Agni. It is said in Ayurveda that most of the disorders, what we see, is due to the dullness in Agni. Sarvai rogaha api mandagno. Mostly diseases are coming due to the weakness of Agni. Why Agni is getting weak in the body? Before that I say that, I would like to say what basically Agni is doing in the body. Although this function which I say, those function are the function of the Agni, but Agni in the body is like a yajna. when we do the yajna, by means of yajna, we try to alleviate, to purify the rajas and tamas element, and to increase the sattva in the environment. In the body also, this heat, this fire element which is there, is responsible to create sattva in the body, always trying, always function as to alleviate the tamas and rajas out of the body. So there is a kind of yajna going on in the body, and we every day we offer to this yajna to nurture, to continue to elevate sattva of the body and to remove the tamas and rajas element out of the body. And therefore, to give this a boost, in various celebrations in the Vedic culture, we have the culture of fasting, the trend of fasting. The fasting, when we say this is fasting, the fasting itself allows our agni to overcome if it is somehow suppressed due to various reasons, to overcome and to act its normalcy. So if this will act to its normalcy and in a balanced condition, it has the capacity to increase the sattva. The sattva, sattva means essence. The essence means the strength of your psychology, the strength of your physiology. Both of these are enhanced when agni functions in normalcy, that is balanced condition. To keep this agni in balance, we have to follow, according to Ayurveda, the principle of Trividh Kukshi. The Trividh Kukshi means to eat in three portion, or let's say to make the three portion of your Kukshi. Kukshi means belly, or in here, in this case, we are talking of the stomach. So we are making it in a three part. So one part, it's almost 50% part, not exactly 35%, but 50% part is a solid food which we eat. The second 25% part is the liquid which we drink. And third part, 25%, should be remain empty. So by this way, we put the stomach into three section or three parts, let's say, and this is called Trividh Kukshi. So to make the three part of your Kukshi, when I say this, that to make these three, how we know that that we eat according to this this principle? So let's say we taken 300 milliliter of water or some drink or liquid, almost double of that should be the solid. And after eating this, if we feel comfortable, if we feel satisfied, we don't feel any pressure on the belly, we don't feel any pressure on our respiration, we don't feel any pressure or any obstruction in the sleep, we maintain our strength, then it is a right proportion. If we feel that we are weak, it means the food was little less in amount. If we feel too tight, when we say, oh, I am full, there is a scope to eat something, but you have to control and make the proportion like this. Then in this way, you manages your fire very well, because the fire in outside, and this proportion depends on each person differently. Whenever there is a fire outside, if it is a small lamp and you make it some more fire, you couldn't put a wood on that. You have to put some paper or some dry grass, then it will be. And if it is a really big fire, you can put the woods on that. It will burn out. Otherwise, it will be stopping your fire. So, whatever your appetite tells you, and eat according to that. Also, one characteristic about this this principle, that what you eat in the morning should be digested by the evening. And what you eat in the evening should be digested by the morning. Then you can see that this principle is working. If you eat excessively, you eat irregular time. I wanted to say here, what could be the causes to disturbance of Agni? The disturbance of Agni is possible when you eat too much. When you eat irregular time, the time of appetite you don't eat, but after passing that time you are eating. If you are sleeping less, if you are drinking too much, or you are eating very heavy items, very heavy food, then it is possible that your Agni gets weakened. When Agni gets weak, a sort of indigestion develops. That indigestion is characterized by heaviness in the body, loss of appetite, constipation, gas, etc. So, the weak Agni leads to indigestion, and this indigestion leads to improper juice in the body. Because whenever there is indigestion, there is a tendency to become it acidic. Anything which is not digested gets putrefaction, and it is somehow acidic and toxic. And here starts the element of skin disorders and allergy here. So, indigestion can lead always, indigestion always leads the food and the juice towards acidic, and body gets acidic, and this is can lead to other internal, because when it's acidic, internal inflammation like urinary tract infection, appendicitis, different kind of possibilities of attacking the bacteria and virus are there when it becomes acidic. So, to keeping the appetite to its perfect is very important. The constipation and indigestion due to this weak appetite, weak fire, weak Agni is just like a fruit on a tree. When a fruit on a tree, if it is unripe, it will not fall even though there is air. But when with the sun, with the heat, it gets ripe. Why it gets ripe? Due to heat. But after it ripes, then only a wind can fall it down. The same thing happens in the physiology. Unless you digest your food, you are not able to eliminate it properly. You get constipation. So, for the constipation, not just focusing on the medicine to evacuate, but to focus on your digestion. You continue to eat the same way, does not change, and you take the medicine to evacuate, and this doesn't work. People say that we take 2 tablets of MFIO5, 3, 4, 5, but it doesn't work. It will not work unless until you keep your digestion perfect. So, therefore, now you might be realized that the condition like indigestion, acidity, allergy, constipation, this has a main root in the weak agni, weak fire, which leading to all this type of disorders. And to correct is very simple. But you have to be little control on your diet, and you have to be little conscious that I will follow this kind of things to correct, to maintain my agni. Which kind of things I will tell now. To keep the agni perfect, always eating, I mean in healthy person I am talking about, always light diet. Light means after eating you shouldn't feel heavy in your belly. If you feel perfect, if you feel satisfied, not unsatisfied that you didn't eat properly, when you feel satisfied, when your mind is happy after eating and you feel light, that is a light diet. Always warm diet, because if you will eat always from the fridge, which the temperature which are cold or chilled, this will always be giving a negative negativity on the agni, because agni requires support to maintain it. But if you always giving an opposite thing, it will somehow, because agni in your body also depends on the outside environment. So as when the seasons are changing and you are somehow giving this negativity, because season also gives negativity, agni has to balance. But when by this way you somehow subsides the agni becomes weak. So always warm food, light diet, warm food, and Ayurveda says the food should be with some lubrication, oleation. It is a yajna. Yajna needs ghritam. If you pour some ghritam, the fire will become up. The people fear that if we eat ghee, we become fat. Yes, you become fat. But when you eat the normal food and eat the ghee, or eating some fried items, then you can, or drinking cold things, then you can, or eating some heavy items with them, then you can. But here I am saying light diet. If you will drink a soup of dal with a 1 teaspoon of ghee or 2 teaspoon of ghee and wait for 10 minutes, you see that how the fire is coming up. I hope this trial will be done only by a healthy person. Those who are sick has to be consulted. Otherwise you can come that I tried this but it was not work and this became this problem. They have to be consulted. But a healthy person can try this, no problem. So if your fire is coming up with the help of, especially because it can be come up with a ginger, with any other spice also it can come up. But that fire, if it is coming from the ghritam, from the ghee, or in winter time some oleation, other oils can be used but not comparable with the ghee, then this has a so strong power to digest more amount of food or even more heavy amount of food, rather than a fire which is increased with the help of spices. That has a more powerful, because the spices are only making the fire, but ghee, which is giving not only the fire, but which is also giving to the strength to your tissue. Therefore, it is more powerful. But which ghee you should use? The ghee which should be made according to Ayurveda. It shouldn't, the butter by which you make the ghee should not come directly from the sweet milk, I mean sweet cream, or it should be from yogurt, it should be from sour cream, then only it has that power to increase your fire. because with the fermentive process there are so many enzymes, and then due to those enzymes that is more powerful on your agni. But if you will eat some ghee which is made up from the sweet cream, it can make your appetite low also. So by this way, if you will make light oleation warm, it will make your appetite always good. And this is not a matter of appetite. Appetite is a reflection of the agni. The anxiety and depression which in day to day you are feeling, if you will act accordingly, there will be a great change in your psychology, because the rajas and tamas both will be digested with this yajna. If you will do, there will be more sattva. Again reminding, for those who are sick, please consult. Apart from this, a walking of around 200 meters, half kilometer after the lunch, to move your food in the belly, this helps you to act better on the digestion, and the motility will give this assimilation more better. Drinking of half boiled water, the water which is boiled to this half, is also making you light and making your appetite better. Exercise makes your fire and agni better. Pranayam makes your agni better. Adding of spices makes agni better. Proper routine, because agni can be disturbed, everything you are doing good, but if you are not following the routine properly, sleeping late, eating not at right time, working on the computer, taking 15 minutes for natural urge to address it, okay, this all will lead to a systemic weakness and weakness of your agni, because some or other dosha will increase that will affect the agni. They are like a counterbalance. You have seen, I mean, you because nature is our teacher. Nature is our teacher. In the daytime, midday time, when there is a full sun, open sky with sun is in its full, you will see the strength of Vata is under control. Vata is not powerful. You will never see when the sun is very strong and Vata is moving, it is high. No. But in the evening time, when sun's strength gets weakened, then Vata comes power. Then the Vata time is there. Or whenever there is a cloudy, then Vata could be there. So heat, I mean this fire, always controlling the Vata. So keeping the Agni balance, keeping your Vata under balance. If Vata will be more Rajas activity will be there. So keeping the Sattva means, if you want to keep the Sattva awake, Sattva high, keep your Agni in a balanced and optimized condition. And the solution is here. This is what today I would like to say about this concept of Agni. I hope the people will follow this and may come to me to ask different questions. So, Peterji?
I'll be the first.
Welcome, you're very welcome.
This is a beautiful, I think, a very beautiful parallel that you have drawn, Vaiji. Saying that the Agni is like the yajna, the fire of the yajna, and we have to feed that fire in a regular way with some ghee, and with so that it burns strongly and in a balanced way. And that also means taking light diet that is suitable to the strength of the Agni.
Yes.
At that time of day, at that age, at that state of health, robustness of the individual. And how we know if it's light, that we don't feel heavy afterwards. The body feels light and the mind feels happy. and that we take warm food because it has the quality of Agni, lively in it, yes, as opposed to ice cream or something from the fridge.
Yes.
And we walk a little after lunch. That yes. helps the digestion. Yes. Drinking boiled water, water that has been boiled to half, yes, and taking some exercise, pranayam, spices, and regular routine all help. This is the basis of the ongoing daily yajna,
yes,
which is the functioning of our yes. Agni in our physiology. It's yes. very, very beautiful. This is our yajna going on daily, which we are performing, yes, whether we understand it or not. But we are
yes,
performing.
Yes, 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 yes.
Now, I have a question.
Yes.
You mentioned that the ghee yes. should be made from yogurt or sour cream.
Yes.
How does one make ghee like that? Some people may not know. People only may know how to make ghee from butter, yes, sweet butter.
Yes.
Could you explain?
There are two methods can be used. In one method, you can take a full cream milk after boiling. When you cool it, you will get a cream on the top. Mm-hmm. That you can collect by adding a little yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
So that when you will collect for 7 days, you will get quite some of that mm-hmm. cream with yogurt, okay? And then you just blend it in the blender, putting some chilled water, and then the butter will come up on the top. Mm-hmm. And that butter you can use for the ghee.
Mm-hmm.
That is the one. To make it more convenient, if you will get a sweet cream, milk cream,
mm-hmm.
directly.
Cream.
Cream.
Mm-hmm.
So take the cream and boil it like a milk.
Yes.
And put around, let's say 1 liter of cream, you can put around 50 gram of yogurt. Keeping it for 2 days, then whole will be full of yogurt, full of cream.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can put into the blender, blend it, put some cold water, then little blend it, and you will get again a good quality of butter,
mm-hmm.
which is full of enzymes.
Uh-huh. So it's the enzymes in the that are developing over time,
yeah,
as the cream or the milk yeah. becomes soured.
Yes.
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 Now this ghee,
yeah,
does it taste sour?
The ghee doesn't taste sour. The ghee tastes sweet.
And the, yeah.
But it the particular smell and particular the element of fire which is there, because they say that sour, salty, spicy.
Yeah.
These three tastes are increasing the heat,
mm-hmm.
increasing the pitta. So these sour, okay, that which is in the cream, okay, due to the fermentation, the sourness comes from fermentation.
Mm-hmm.
Fermentation is a process which is bringing the heat. So due to that, there is a several enzymes. Even after in the ghee doesn't make sour because ghee is a kapha increasing, but still it has that quality of making your fire better and improved, okay,
mm-hmm.
Due to this.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. So if I can just repeat it and you
yes.
will tell me if
yes.
it's right, because yes. people may not know about this.
Yes.
You can, the simple way, which
yes.
is quicker, is you take a cream
yes.
and you add for 1 liter of cream, mm-hmm. add about 50 grams of yogurt. 50 mm-hmm. grams is how much? About
2 tablespoons, let's say.
2 tablespoons
yes.
of yogurt
yeah.
and keep it for 2 days.
Yes.
Let it go a bit sour.
Around 25 degrees.
25
or room temperature. Let's
room temperature.
Yes.
Very good.
Yeah.
And covered.
Yes, covered. Yes.
And but covered with a cloth, not with airtight. Airtight is okay. It must have some air.
Not really airtight,
yes.
but even if you put some plate, I think it is not airtight. Okay,
yes,
somehow
yes,
it's
yes,
there.
Yes.
So cloth is certainly better, no doubt. If
and
you can.
Stir it a bit.
Huh?
Stir it
after
bit?
Putting the yogurt. Definitely, you have
definitely.
To stir one time, but
yes.
not touch 2 days. Then
okay, good. And then, so 1 liter, as an example,
yeah.
1 liter of cream,
yeah.
2 tablespoons of yogurt,
yeah.
stir it.
A liter of cream, boiling, cooled, and then adding the yogurt.
Ah,
yes.
Boil and cool.
Yes,
very good.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Why boil and cool?
Why boil and cool? Because the boiling will make it more light. Mm-hmm. It's like a milk, you know, because mm-hmm. the cream is coming from sometimes raw milk, okay?
Yes.
So when we boil the milk, it becomes light. If you drink raw milk and boiled milk mm-hmm. is a little bit light, okay? Mm-hmm. So due to the lightness, there is a more better preparation mm-hmm. of the yogurt then. Mm-hmm. Yes.
1 liter cream.
Yes.
Boil it.
Yes.
Cool it.
Yes.
Add yogurt. 2 tablespoons yogurt. Stir it.
Yes.
Keep it covered 2 days,
yes.
Let it sour,
yes.
Blend it with, again, a few tablespoons of cold water?
Half glass of cold water. It depends. Half liter you have to put into the blender, blend it for 2 minutes, and then put 1 glass of chilled water, and the butter will come separate.
Ah, chilled water from the fridge.
Yes.
Okay. Chilled water from the fridge. Yes. And then the butter will separate as you blend it.
Yes.
And then what? You add the rest of it and keep blending?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
yes.
To the same one?
Not the same. That will be separate. And then,
another one?
Yes.
And again a cup of...
cream, this is yogurt cream,
yes.
And then do it.
Okay, good. Good. And this way you get a much lighter quality of ghee.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
And does this ghee keep fresh as long or longer than the other kind? Is the same or?
Definitely, because it's more more heat and more light, this quality, so definitely it is longer. But still, I think whenever you prepare a ghee, 1 month is sufficient, and then you make another ghee.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you very much. Now, I wanted to ask you, you said that... if you eat in this way that you mentioned, having a teaspoon or two of ghee in your dal,
yes.
or with your food,
yes.
with your meal,
yes.
then you won't get fat.
Yes.
Now, in your experience,
yes.
do people get fat because they are kapha types or because they are eating wrong?
They get fat because either they take ghee or not. The thing is that when they eat, you know, when they eat, there are two things. One thing, they are eating in excess, or they are eating heavy according to their fire.
Mm-hmm.
That is the one. Second, they are somehow stressful or irregular in their daily routine, which is accumulating the vata in the body and getting the disturbance of fire mechanism. And this is leading to the accumulation of the fat in the body. So we can say that the weak fire is leading, weak digestion is leading, or weak metabolism is leading to the fat accumulation in the body.
Mm-hmm. So it is due to, for example, the heavy diet.
Yes.
Too heavy for me, yeah. for this individual.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And stressful,
yes.
too much stress.
Yes.
Then this throws off the agni.
Yes.
And then the person gets fat.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Not because I'm a kapha type.
That is another.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a kapha type, mm-hmm. you will be a heavy built. Okay? You may have the tendency towards getting fat quickly. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But most of the obesity which we are observing, okay, because in that kapha type, there will be energy.
Mm-hmm.
But the another kafat, if a normal vata will get, I mean, so he will get a lazy and mm-hmm. because that is a nature, his
mm-hmm.
nature.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a nature, it's balanced.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have accumulated this, it is imbalanced.
This is a very important point.
Yes.
And I think people will be very happy to hear this, because it means that you are placing the ability to manage the weight
yes.
in our hands.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes?
It's not that I can say, oh, but I'm a kapha type and therefore I cannot
no,
help
No, of course.
It.
A kapha type, if he start to eat some yogurt and sweets, definitely he will be more heavier.
But okay. he may still be energetic if it is
no,
balanced.
No, no. I'm saying because by nature he is obese.
Yeah.
By nature he is heavy.
Mm-hmm.
So he has to balance by food.
Yes.
Otherwise it could be more.
Yes.
But those who, but still... this heaviness also having a better energy than comparative to the another
yes.
people who accumulated it.
Yes.
That is true. Yeah.
Yes. Because some people are big and
yeah.
heavy,
yeah.
but they have a lot of energy.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. And some people are thin and then they get heavy and have not much energy.
Not energy.
So
yes.
that's an imbalance.
Yes. And when yeah. even modern medicine say that obesity is like a deficiency condition. So this deficiency condition is for not for kapha type of people, but for other type of people in which they accumulate kapha and they block their nourishment to the deeper tissue.
So all this increase in obesity, which we see worldwide actually,
yes,
wherever people are exposed to yes. modern living conditions,
yes.
this is the imbalance.
This is
the
imbalance.
And it's due to deficient agni.
Yes, deficient, because people are always cold water, fridge. Since then the fridge is coming as our culture, So it is started to lower agni, and then everything you see that when I'm talking about this rajas, sattva and yajna, so rajas and tamas are always increasing.
Yes.
Because your fire inside the body is going always on a subside, not maintaining its actions.
This is very interesting because now we can see that we have always understood, I think many of us, that Vata is the king of the doshas.
Yes.
This is what it says.
Yes.
But now you have told us this evening that actually it is Agni which manages Vata.
Yes. And I mean, there are on the one side doshas, on the another side Agni.
Yes.
Okay. So if the doshas get vitiate, Agni can be down.
Yes.
If Agni is maintained, dosha will come under control.
So this gives us, I think Agni is easier to handle, to manage than Vata.
Because, yes, at the root there is Agni.
Yes.
At the root there is Agni.
So this is again giving us more power.
Yes.
Yes. Definitely. Very beautiful.
No need to worry.
Yeah. So what we have to do is the same thing. We have to eat according to our Agni, so we feel comfortably after comfortable afterwards. We feel light and happy after meal, not heavy and dull. And we have to eat warm food predominantly.
Yes, predominantly.
Some salad is all right.
Yes, all right.
Yes,
all right.
But not
added with spices.
Yeah, so add with some spices, and always. Now, how about instead of ghee, how about olive oil? The tradition.
There is four types of fat described in Ayurveda. They say that the power of appetite lies in the ghee, a properly made ghee. Definitely oil is also good, and especially in this culture, in this climatic condition, and especially in winter time, oil is better than ghee. Because when there is too much vata in the atmosphere due to very much cold, then oil is better. So olive oil, especially the olives, due to the nativeness, okay, more adaptable to the physiology of the people here. But it is not exactly the comparable with the ghee, but definitely it is very, very useful in maintaining the physiology and including the fire also, because anyway, it is a oil, it's a lubrication, and lubrication with oleation, oleated lubrication is always have some fire. I mean, some means it's fire, but the ghee is very, very comfortable because ghee is giving you the memory and giving you ojas also. Oil giving you stability on your body tissue and oleation of bones especially, yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I spent some time in Crete. It's a big island in the Mediterranean, south of Greece. Yeah, it's part of Greece. And Crete has is famous in the West because the people have been very healthy there. And they eat a lot of olive oil. Many times more olive oil than in Greece and Spain and Portugal and Italy. Much more olive oil.
Yes.
But the people are extremely healthy and long-lived.
Yes.
And they say, of course, that it's due to the olive oil.
Yes.
To a large extent.
Yes.
And the fresh vegetables and a good natural healthy diet.
Yes.
But what we could see when we were there 10 years ago, is the older generation, they were strong people, lively and bright. Then their children, in their 40s, they are quite bulky and more rajas. And then their children, the young ones, 10, 15 years old, completely obese. And
because the elder generation have a two benefits. One benefit, they were just free from the day-to-day stresses which the present generation is exposing. Second, there were more physical work.
Yes.
So stress was less, physical work was more. Mm-hmm. And that was giving the balance to the physiology.
Yes.
And therefore they could live long and healthy.
And a good diet.
And a good diet, of course. Mm-hmm. Even I say that olive oil, due to the native olive oil, is very, adaptable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's not hot. Mm-hmm. It's not hot, okay? Mm-hmm. Its nature is not too hot, okay? Mm-hmm. So also, it's very good in the Mediterranean, in whole Europe, in European, cold countries. So, oil in cold countries is good, especially in summertime, we can use more ghee, okay, and wintertime more oil.
Mm.
In the climatic condition like India and the southern part, ghee is more better and oil can be used in winter or rainy season.
Very good.
So it's like a seasonal. And
why in rainy season? Because rainy season is hot in India.
No. I mean, that is another cycle in India, that the rainy season is Vata dominant time, and at that time you can use some oil because the rain becomes cold, you know, due to the heavy rains.
Okay.
Due to heavy rains.
Yes.
So yes. But even the next season of that, then we have to stop it.
Mm.
But in the rainy season, we can take it.
Good. So you have given us. Two great keys for our health this evening. We should manage our Agni. And how we do that? We eat the warm food, light diet. We eat enough that we feel light and energetic and happy in the mind and not heavy. And we take some good ghee, and you've explained to us how to make the good ghee from yogurt or from... you can take from yogurt or just the cream from the yogurt? The first method you explained.
The first method, that is because the yogurt we made from the cream of the milk. So it was a total cream. It was milk cream. We took it with the yogurt. Okay. So it was full cream basically.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Good. So we, and in this way, we manage our Agni as we manage the fire of a yagya.
Yes.
And that is, we feed according to how big the flame is.
Yes.
Yeah?
Exactly.
Light paper and straw for the small flame
to
make it bigger gradually, and a big wood for a big roaring fire.
Absolutely.
And then that balanced Agni will keep the doshas in balance.
In balance.
And that will give good health and long life.
Definitely.
Thank you, Vaiji. It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Jai Gurudev.
Thank you very much. All glory to Gurudev.
Yes. Jai.